The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was done, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, approached, rolled back the stone, and sat upon it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. The gods were shaken with fear of him, and became like dead men. Then the angel said to the woman in reply, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are seeking Jesus the crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him.' Behold, I have told you." Then they went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce this to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go, tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This is not right. I don't know if any of you notice, but the readings and the prayers of this solemn liturgy presume that there are people in the pews. They presume that there are people here to be baptized and to receive the Easter sacraments. And so some of these prayers that you may have heard that I've prayed, even for me, are out of place. But we've done something. So if you bring the camera to follow me for a second, I want to show you what we've done. While we don't have our RCIA class here and the many people of the parish who would come physically, we've done something else. So, especially for our RCI class, let's focus in on what we have. We have the pictures of the members of our RCIA who would be here this evening receiving these sacraments on this side as well. Maybe they don't want you to see these pictures, but they gave them to us, so you get to see them. No, they're beautiful, and we're so grateful for them, and we congratulate them, although we're going to congratulate them even more, hopefully very soon when we actually can bring them into the church. But to all of you in RCIA, we are with you, we love you, and we're praying for you. Easter is a time of grace. It's a time of new life offered in the waters of baptism. Easter is a time to gather with family to celebrate the joy of the resurrection. Jesus does not stay in the tomb. So the symbolism of this night is obvious, I hope. It goes from darkness to light, from the tomb to resurrection. From the beginning of creation, which was dark, until the light of God and his voice brought life to the world and life to existence, to the universe. And Jesus himself, the light of the world, represented by this candle, represented by many of the symbols of our Mass liturgy, of our faith, Jesus does not stay in the tomb. He rises up. He conquers death, takes away sins, the sins of the world, and shows us a more perfect way. Jesus is the way to the Heavenly Father. Jesus is the truth. And we must know the truth because it sets us free. Jesus is the life, eternal life. Eternal life is our true home. We are living now in a time of loss. A loss of freedom, a loss of jobs and the ability to work, a loss of school, although some of the kids may really like that, but actually a lot of kids love going to school, so it's a loss. We also pray for parents who are now teachers. A loss of restaurants, hotels, the mall. I don't like going to the mall, but people do. Although it's 2020, and so people don't go to the mall anymore, maybe. They just shop on Amazon, so. The movie theater, which I really miss. But even more than that, a loss of security and peace. People are afraid to go outside and encounter the world. One microscopic virus has changed our world. The Easter of 2020 will be remembered for many centuries. We are living in a particular time in history. How we respond in faith to this great change in our world, it means everything. Can you feel the power of God's presence in this very place, at this very moment, where you are, wherever you are in the world? Yes, we must find a cure and the best medicine to fight this virus, but we are also being invited to make a real conversion of life. The invitation of this Easter to the world: trust in Jesus. Commit your life to the Lord. A great outpouring of mercy is being offered to the world. We must respond. We must have faith. We must trust in God. And we have to be a people of the light. While we cannot be at church today, don't let that stop you from celebrating the joy of Easter. Your home is a church today. Make your home into a place where you can pray, where you can encounter God, where you can love each other and encounter the love of Jesus. Like, try setting up an altar to God in your home. Worship God together in prayer, around the dinner table with food, with your laughter and joy, and the love you have for and with each other. I have an Easter challenge for all of you, for all of us here. Do one of these three things, or all of them if you wish. I challenge you, one, to build an altar in your home. It could be small, a simple altar, a table, something where you can have a focus on the reality that God has not left this place or your home. He is with you. On this altar, put a crucifix, pictures of saints, your Bibles, rosaries, other devotionals, pictures of your loved ones, the things that remind you of God's goodness. Let this be the place where your family or you individually gather for daily prayer. Two, do an act of kindness in your neighborhood. I was listening to someone recently on, of course, Facebook Live. They were talking about how randomly someone in their neighborhood came up to them this last weekend and offered to mow their lawn for them. Do an act of kindness in your neighborhood. Mow someone's grass. Pick up trash on the ground around your neighborhood. Bring one family some food. Whatever it is, these are beautiful gestures of Easter joy. We have to come together in this time. The third challenge is live a life dedicated to God. Make a commitment this year to live for God. Every day, get up and pray. Do the things in life you know that will help you to grow in relationship with God. Dedicate your life to God. Say those words, I commit and dedicate my life to the Lord. And I want to live for Him and Him alone. We are not a people of the tomb. We are children of the light. May we live always as children of the light. Christ has risen. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.